Joining me now on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Janet Farley, who is the Director of Transition and Employment at Mount Carmel Veteran Services Center, one of KRDO's favorite partners, of course, all the military support and the Veterans Voice podcast, which we also will tell you about here shortly. But right now, Janet, you have some really big news for military spouses coming into the state, and it all has to do with some legislation.
Yes. Hey, how you doing, Ted? I've got some great news. It's all around House Bill 20-1326. Now, what this means is if you're a military spouse, you're transitioning into the community, and you work in an occupation that requires state licensure, when you come to Colorado, you can obtain, beginning in January 2021, you can obtain at no cost a three-year temporary credential to practice any profession or occupation under the purview of the Colorado Division of Professions and Occupations, assuming, of course, you have a certification from or a license from another, in good standing from another U.S. jurisdiction. So this is really, obviously, really fantastic news for our spouses who are coming into the state who want to continue working in their career field.
Yeah, a big push for reciprocation for quite some time, and now it results in this new legislation passed, again, taking effect, like you say, January 1st. Can you give some examples of career fields and people with licensure that need this legislation and can use it to their advantage?
Oh, sure. That's the beauty about this particular law that Governor Polis signed into effect this past June, is that it covers many occupations versus just one. So when we think about nursing, we think about teaching, we think about real estate, I mean, a chiropractor, I mean, you know, any career field that basically requires state licensure to operate, you know, you're covered for 3 years here at no cost. And this is really important because it gives spouses a chance when they know that they're transitioning, PCSing into Colorado. And of course, we have six, you know, military installations in the state. So it's, you know, five here in the Springs and one up in Denver at Buckley. You know, this gives them more time to hit the job search road running, right? And to get those jobs, you know, to continue that employment so that they can continue, you know, supporting their families throughout a transition, because anybody who's been in the military knows that those PCS moves can be very expensive and very life upending. So this is just another thing that helps things stay on track or get on track faster for our spouses, career-wise and also personally.
Janet, I referenced KRDO's partnership with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center in conjunction with the Veterans Voice podcast, which is hosted by our 33-year program director and news director, Mr. Mike Lewis, who is a Navy reservist himself and has generally voiced for the podcast. He was out. You and I got to talk this last one. The podcast publishes on Tuesdays, second and fourth Saturday of every month at 8 a.m. You can find it at krdo.com and click the podcast button under radio and look for Veterans Voice. And there, Janet, your conversation and mine goes into a little bit more detail about HB 20-1326, among some other things that are going on at Mount Carmel.
For sure. And, yep, I think that aired just this last Saturday. So
it did.
Check it out. We talk about our virtual career fair coming up on the 25th, our Create Your Best Resume class on the 26th. And I'd absolutely be remiss if I didn't give a big shout-out, again, to the Colorado Springs Military Spouse Career Coalition. They were really instrumental in getting this legislation where it needed to be, so the people in power could do what they could to make it real.
And congratulations on a big win for military spouses and Mount Carmel for helping to push the word out about this. Janet, I know we'll talk about this more not too terribly long from now. In the meantime, thank you so much for all you do, and thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you so much, Ted. You have a great day.